Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frehill joins us now in a big win for Chelsea, Darren.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. A very good morning. Chelsea back into the top four in the Premier League. 3-1 win against Chelsea. And great to see Irish international Matt Doherty actually scoring on target for Wolves. A scrappy one, mistake by the Chelsea goalkeeper. But Matt was on hand to poke it over the line. That made it 1-1 at half-time. But I have to say, Chelsea just really were on a different level in the second half. Really turned on the style. So it ends a five-game winless run for them in the league. And they're back up into the Champions League places. Wolves hovering above that relegation zone, just goal difference keeping them out of the drop zone there. Champions League returns tonight. Aston Villa away to Monaco. Liverpool host Lille. Liverpool are 3 points clear at the top of the 36-team league table. So 4 points from their final games. This one against Lille and then PSV away would guarantee top spot. Their match is at 8 o'clock. Villa also going pretty well. Fifth in the standings. Their game is at the earlier time of 5:45. But let's hear from the Liverpool manager Arne Slot. He has been reacting to some comments from the Brentford manager Thomas Frank that Liverpool are the best team in the world.
His opinion means definitely something to me because he's shown at Brentford how well he's done so many years for this club and without spending crazy amount of money, just every time he's able to perform with his teams very good in the Premier League and make it so hard for every top five, top six team to play against them. So his opinion definitely means something to me, but I think it's far too early for me to say these things. We have to face a lot of teams. Champions League format this season is also difficult. Can we judge the league table in the Champions League? Because every team faced different teams. We can be lucky or not with the draw you had. I don't think we were lucky though, but so very difficult to judge the league table, but always nice to get compliments from a manager that has proven to be such a good manager here in the Premier League.
Yeah, things going really well for Liverpool. So far, so good this season. Irish internationals Dan Sheehan and James Lowe could return for Leinster this weekend ahead of the Six Nations. Leinster play Stormers on Saturday. Sheehan's been out with an ACL injury since last July and Lowe's recovering from a calf injury which he picked up in the November internationals. Robin McBride from the Leinster coaching team has been telling Michael Corcoran that the weekend ahead will also be a chance for some of the younger players.
They're going to be fully loaded, arriving here, looking for a scalp. And, you know, we've got a number of youngsters who've been chomping at the bit, really, to have an opportunity and to prove themselves, you know, at this level. So there's no better opportunity for them than Saturday against a quality team. So it's going to be tough, of course, but I don't think it's one we should shy away from. It's a challenge to be embraced and, you know, just see how we deal with the intensity and see how certain individuals react under pressure. So there's a lot to be gained from the game on Saturday.
You think that the South African teams have been good for everybody in terms of Europe and indeed the URC? They're challenging teams and providing tests that maybe, with respect to the teams up here, hasn't been done before.
They do challenge you. They've raised the standard, do you know what I mean? And I don't think any team would relish going away and playing away in South Africa when they're on their own soil and in front of their home fans. So they've definitely brought a different dimension to the competition, yeah.
And finally in the tennis, the Australian Open quarterfinals begin down under this morning. Plenty of action there already. Paula Badosa, she's beaten Coco Gauff in straight sets. Tight though, it was 7-5, 6-4. And Alexander Zverev has beaten Tommy Paul 3-1. He took the first two sets on tie breaks. Paul was actually serving for both those sets, but couldn't get them over the line. And then he pulled back the third, but Zverev claimed the fourth comfortably to qualify for the last four. The big one, Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz meet later this morning. We're expecting them out on court around about 9:30 Irish time.